looking back on your career, are you not surprised, but what kind of a journey has it been?
It is a surprise to me. I'll put it to you this way. I'm very fortunate in having some people around me that have given me the opportunities that I've been given, where there are some really good coaches out there that have not had a chance. That's the way I look at this. It's just the opportunities I've been given. I'm very fortunate. That's the way I look at 1,000 games for a coach, is you've been given chances to work with teams. People have entrusted you with their people. And obviously, I've been around some really good people to be involved in so many games.
All right, let's go way back in time. 1985, 86, you're playing for the Virginia Lancers, and your career's done. You're done playing that year. The next year, you take over as the head coach of that team. How did you make that transition? Was it your idea, or did somebody bring it to you?
Henry Brabham, a good friend of mine, he's an old crusty guy, and he'd love to hear that. He was my owner there in Virginia, and he asked me if I wanted to coach. I just wanted to play. I was having so much fun, single. We were traveling on buses, having a ball, and. Back then in that league, it was a bit like Slapshot, and so it was always an interesting night. But then he asked me, because I couldn't play anymore, I blew my knees out, and I said, sure. And I didn't know what I was getting into, but when it all started, first thing I did was, our Larkham was so bad, and that it was in Virginia, right in Roanoke. I spent the summer there building a locker room to make it at least a halfway professional-looking locker room. And then started coaching, and just fell in love with it, and didn't know where it was going to take me. And so Henry gave me that great opportunity, and I'll be forever indebted to him for that, and allowed me to get on my little ride here.
You won a championship in that first year, didn't you?
We won a championship, yeah. And that you talk about a pretty shaky league at that time. We won the championship. There's only five teams in the league. I think Henry owned three of them just to keep it alive. I was part of the committee on back then. It was the Atlantic Coast League, then the All-American Hockey League. I was on the committee with Henry that named the existing East Coast Hockey League. We coined the name. So there's a little trivia for you. So that was so long ago. But that guy, Henry, we fought and fought. My owner and paid me crap, and we went at it every day. But he gave me that opportunity, and we are very close friends to this day.
Did that championship happen to help you? Because you spent 2 years there. You went to the American Hockey League for 1 year, and then all of a sudden you were in the NHL as an assistant.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if the championship helped or what, but my whole goal was to try to develop players to move up out of that mess, because that was a mess. It was the low, low minors. And back then the International League was in play. I'm not sure which league was better, the International League or the American League at that time, but there were a lot of teams that you could feed and try to get players to make more money and get up to a higher brand of hockey. So that was my goal. But the guy that gave me two huge breaks in starting my career was Rick Dudley. And Rick Dudley, when I played in Virginia, he was the coach of Winston-Salem. He had the toughest team in the league. I think we played him 18 times a year. Got the hell kicked out of us every game. Duds is on the bench growling at us, and I'm not sure if you know Rick, but he is, he's a personality. But he gave me my first opportunity to go with him to New Haven. Year Wayne Gretzky was traded to the Kings, and we coached their minor league team and went to the finals, and then he brought me to Buffalo. So Duds has been a tremendous influence on me, and it's given me great opportunities.